I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us now live in the studio are members of the Woodstock Chamber of Commerce and Arts. And this is Rachel, Ben, and Paul. Hello, friends.
Hello.
I hear nothing. Hold on.
Hello.
Okay. Chicken. Hi.
Okay. As long as I, you know, hit the right buttons, it works. Thank you for coming, friends.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's really so glad pleasure. To be here.
Yeah. Ben's got to step up to one of the mics.
Now,
I'm from the Woodstock area, and I've lived and grown up in Woodstock, as well as these three folks joining me in the studio. I've known these people for years and years. Friendly faces, great folks, great connections to Woodstock, the legends, and the town. So it's a pleasure to have Ben, Rachel, and Paul here. Paul McMahon is a founder of the Mothership in Woodstock, which celebrates music and arts in general. He has people from all over the country and the world come and perform at his shop, and a lot of times it's a suggested donation or asking people to help out and bring something to eat or whatever it is, but you're not turned away to enjoy music at the Mothership, and that is something I've always appreciated and loved, Paul.
Nice. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, the basic idea of the Mothership is, for me as a lifetime artist, I consider it a social sculpture, a spiritual social sculpture, because I'm also an interfaith minister. And I think the arts and spirituality go right together. And so happy that the Chamber of Commerce has stepped up to really support the arts in Woodstock. And I had a great time doing the Woodstock Music Walk, where I put people all over town along the road, so that if you walk all the way down from like Alba's or the movie theater all the way down to Bradley Meadows, you're always going to hear something. And it's not real loud. It's mostly people literally playing acoustic next to the side of the road. And it just feels so good for so many people to be giving of themselves into the air like that. And it's just really makes everybody feel happy. So I've done it three times and can do it again in August. That this is a wonderful thing that that I guess came to us, came to Rachel.
Yeah.
Well, I've known you folks, all three of you, as members of the counterculture. And here you are representing the Woodstock Chamber of Commerce and Arts, representing the culture.
So can I speak
a
little bit about
this
that?
This is Rachel Marcos.
Rachel Marco Havens. Which is kind of funny that we walked in and Rick didn't realize that it was me, because he knew that the Chamber of Commerce, some Chamber of Commerce folks were coming in, and he knew one of their names was Rachel, but he didn't realize it was me. But I walked in to Freedom, and there's my dad singing about exactly this, right? The collectivity of cultural, like just masala of medicine that comes from music,
the
experience of being together and sharing creativity. So that was a really wonderful blessing. And Ben on the way in said, you know, when I listen to WKZE on my ride to work in the morning, it's kind of like the daily horoscope. Like the music will really be riding along with how the day feels and may generally will send us into this gorgeous day. And it's Rick, who's sharing that music in the morning. And WKZE, before I speak about Woodstock Chamber, WKZE has been Woodstock's radio station since the day it started playing on the air. And the first time I heard it, it was world music, like kind of all day at that time. And then it just started to grow into who we were as a community and are and remain so. And so always and first and foremost, KZE is actually a member of the chamber. You were one of our first. We just said, well, we have to be able to bring folks in. The Chamber of Commerce is generally noted to be the welcoming committee to a community. They are out there to support their members in being seen and heard and actually even supported in things like policy, right? Mm. And so when it was offered to us, myself and this is why it's so wild, Shayla Lang and myself, Rachel Marco Havens, are the co-presidents of the chamber, which is just wild because Woodstock has sold itself on a festival that didn't happen there, produced by Shayla's father. My dad opened it. And so the town still sells those t-shirts. But we don't really necessarily want to just sell that story, even as family, direct lineage to that festival. Woodstock has a very deep, very rich history. And the quote-unquote hippie movement really did a lot to bring forward some of the work that began back about 100 years ago, right?
Yeah, well, with Mr. Whitehead, yeah. That was without pigeonholing who they were. They were hippies.
They were hippies, but they were also, they had some closed, there was some closed energy there. Over the course of this 100 years, it's not just certain hippies.
Yeah.
It's all the, and the hippies really became hippies, quote unquote, because they met the mountain people here who taught mm-hmm. them how to live in these mm-hmm. mountains. So this whole story of like hippies and Woodstock and music and all that is really about mountain people accepting the wilds from all over the world. Mm. And so now we're in this place where we need to sort of help the people who have been coming from all over the globe to find what they're looking for.
They so have, someone can come to Woodstock. As years back, Paul and I used to hang out on the porch of the Ticker Street Cafe and watch as busloads
yes.
of people would just get dropped off with no destination and no direction. And we always goofed like up. Here comes the crazy bus.
Here comes a bus. And the thing is that now still they come and they ask four questions. Where was the festival?
Yep.
Where is the music? Where are the musicians and the artists? And where can we park?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
yeah.
pretty much it, right? So the chamber has really stepped in to say, well, we're an artist colony community. We don't really use the colony mm-hmm. story now, but the artist community, which people come for, needs to be strong in order for us to actually meet the folks from all over the world who come. So this Make Music Day sort of happened because folks know now that the Chamber of Commerce itself really does include single artists, local musicians, people who tend your garden. Like, you know, our commerce is not just the main street.
Yeah.
And that main street flips a lot because people come thinking they'll make a lot of money on tourism. But that's not really Woodstock's true story. Mm. Woodstock's true story is a culture. So we said, okay, wait, the Rotary Club...
Yeah.
This is too funny. The Rotary Club said, we want to participate in Make Music Day. We will co-sponsor and give you some money.
Cool.
That wasn't a lot, but it was enough to help us become a Make Music Alliance chapter. And now we are having music all over Woodstock like we always do. We're just sort of adding our party that we already have to a party that happens every day, every first day of summer across the world, inspired by France, who shuts everything down for music.
Yeah.
So there'll be music at, and Ben's here, there'll be music at the station.
What
there'll
I love about the French thing is that I read 8% of the population plays an instrument on June 21st.
Yeah, and they shut down.
That's amazing.
It's a holiday. Mm. So they have, it's like June over there. There's Make Music Solstice. Over here, it's, you know, we're just coming out of Juneteenth and then the solstice, and it's the first day of summer, and there'll be people
the
skateboarding
day of the
everywhere.
Year.
It's also like a National Skate Day. I mean, it's a great day. It's,
it's a
you know,
day.
Or Arval Looking Horse calls people from all over the world to speak and share about world peace and prayer on the 21st. So we'll be keeping a tiny fire lit. There's a lot to do. And
and it's also Pride Month.
It's Pride Month. And so Ben is going to, at the station, they'll be hosting some folks at Mothership, the porch of the Chamber of Commerce right on Rock City Road. There will also be music out at the Woodstock Cantina. Bearsville Cantina, possibly, I believe, Christina Varga's front porch.
Oh, cool.
And folks can...
In Phoenicia.
In Phoenicia, Matagiri.
Topka.
Oh, cool.
Topka. So there's a lot of spaces. The pizzeria, I believe, may have some music. Paul, see, this is the thing. Paul does this already, so he's doing a lot of the collecting of the people to be there. We're moving very slow.
Let's hear from Ben.
Please.
Ben, how are you, my friend?
Oh, very well. Thank you for having us.
Ben, you are an owner of the Station in Woodstock, which has been a place that I've performed at, played at, had some lost brain cells hanging out there, and enjoyed the most amazing grilled cheese sandwiches with apples. That's just a simple thing, but it's amazing. But a great time, and it's a great community space. So you're going to be part of the Make Music Day. You've been promoting folks making music at your venue since you opened. What's your connection to music?
I think it's not just about music. It's just about allowing people to have stage time. I think it's very important for people to feel safe, to be able to feel heard. And regardless if it's on, you know, a theatrical stage or a performance stage, there's an element to living life that to wake up in the morning and just go to work and to travel and to eat and to sleep. There is something more about living than just that. And when you talk about community and when you talk about free speech, that is the connection that, you know, binds us together. And when Make Music Day came through, it's just an extension of what our core value is as a location, as a venue, as a, as the reason why we opened up in the first place. And so not to not only promote live music at our location, but to help push as many other locations and turn on as many stages as possible to allow as many people to be heard. I mean, the bass background of Make Music Day is anyone can play and it's free for everyone.
Everyone can play.
Everyone can
play. That is the biggest thing that people have inhibitions about. And you don't have to be classically trained. You don't have to have years of making music experience. You could pick up a kazoo. You can put a spoon against a pot. In your kitchen, you're making music. Just make a beat and you're making music. So it can start from there. And everyone is welcome to come out to wherever a Make Music Day event is happening. And you won't be turned away. So you could bring your noisemaker. You could bring anything you want. Your shaker, your egg shaker. And shake along with something that's already in progress. And you're making music and being part of the whole experience and the whole scene. So we encourage everyone listening to make music with us.
One quick thing to say that on Saturday at the Woodstock Chamber, which is at 10 Rock City Road, there will be some Make Music Day crew has brought us music instruments.
Oh, cool.
So we've got a few like fun things. We got drumsticks. We have, we'll have that kind of a fun.
So you mean
jam
it's
session.
Like a petting zoo. We can come up and touch these instruments.
Yes. I have my dad's, a little box of my dad's harmonicas. We'll steam them later or figure out how to share some. Maybe not all of them, but you know, we want to play music with you. Plus there'll be people performing. And Paul's jam session, please tell
us. Yeah, Paul, tell us about the mothership and what's going on at Make Music Day in Woodstock. Here's Paul McMahon.
Mike, we're going to have from 5 to 9, going to have a jam session. The first 2 hours are going to be really great Woodstock musicians, people like Mark Black and Jimmy Eppard, Sylvia Bullet, Gus Mancini, Ray Spiegel. There's going to be a lot of really great Woodstock musicians jamming for the first 2 hours. And then the second 2 hours from 7 to 9, anybody can jump in and be in front of the jam.
Really? So you can lead those musicians?
So come on down and join in from 7 to 9.
Well, that's happening on Friday or
Saturday? That's on Saturday. Okay. If you don't mind,
there's something going on Friday. I know
there is something going on Friday. There's a really cool bill with three very young acts, Skunk Corpse, Isaac Burke, and Damian Valverde, be playing Friday night. Sunday at 2, we've got Music on the Porch, a guitar player named Craig Graham is going to be there, and then Tango Man is coming in next week.
Huh. What's the address, Paul?
It is number 6 Sergeant Richard Quinn Drive in Woodstock. And if you just go to Woodstock Gallery, I'm sorry, Mothership Gallery in Woodstock on GPS, it'll get you there too.
So besides the Mothership and the Station, there are other events happening throughout town, also at the Chamber. And where else, Rachel, are some events in Woodstock?
Well, Paul knows some of them because he's doing a lot. He knows more than me, but I know that we have the Bearsville Cantina, the Chamber of Commerce, front porch, and maybe backyard, depending on how many people.
Now, how can folks either volunteer, play music? What's the protocol? How do you be a part of Make Music Day in Woodstock?
So there's a website. So you go, you can start at makemusicday.org/Woodstock. Or if you just want to skip right over that and go straight to signing up as an artist or a create your own venue, could be a rooftop, could be a front porch, could be your business, could be anywhere. Then you would go to woodstock.makemusicday.org. And what that does is let you sign up and create a profile with a picture, with your links. And then from there, you can go to the venues that are available in that on that site and pick a slot that's open. Mm. Very simple. If you have any questions, you can email woodstock@makemusicday.org.
Can't wait. It's going to be a blast this Saturday. All the best to all three of you. And thanks for coming in, talking about Make Music Day. It's an important day. So all four of us are encouraging you who is listening to my voice to join us for Make Music Day and just pick up anything and come on down. Or if you don't want to do that, just support others who make music, and just you being there will make the day that much better.
Or you can sing along to anything that's playing on WKZE because that's our station.
Thanks, Rick.
Paul McMahon,
rules.
Rachel Marco Havens, and Ben, last name. Rollins, thank you for being here this morning. Nothing more than a pleasure. And thanks for making Music Day happen this Saturday, June 21st. And besides Woodstock, a couple other locations, makemusicday.org for more info.
S is for service. C is for commitment.